The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. Warning! A huge battleship escape pod is approaching fast. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for the logbook.com's escape pod, covering all things great and geeky. I'll be your pilot as we revisit what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1985, Voyager 2 was reloaded. NASA engineers completed a multi-year project to completely reprogram Voyager 2 during the unmanned space probe's five-year journey from Saturn to Uranus. A planet receiving only a fraction of the sunlight available at Jupiter and Saturn, taking pictures at Uranus would need much longer exposures, slower camera shutter speeds, and incredibly precise camera tracking. To compensate for the extreme lag in communications to and from Uranus, data compression algorithms were devised using techniques that simply didn't exist at the time of Voyager 2's construction and original programming. But the compression scheme was an all-or-nothing proposition. It would tie up Voyager 2's backup computer, meaning that a failure of the main computer during a critical maneuver could send the probe off course, perhaps even colliding with the planets and moons it was there to study.
Worked hard over the last few years, and what we did was get right down into the heart of the attitude control system of the spacecraft, and we modified the software on the spacecraft so that we reduced the electronic pulse that controls the actuation of the thruster. What we did was reduce the number of molecules of gas that come out of that thruster each time we fire, so that in fact we've doubled the time between
firing.
This is a completely different use of the actuator than we ever planned to do back in 1970.
Not just redesigning the computer, but sort of re-engineering the space.
That's right.
And in 1980, the video game craze got its real start as a small yellow fellow arrived in American arcades. One of two games released through Midway by Japanese game maker Namco, Pac-Man set the world on fire with its cute characters and easy-to-learn gameplay. Arcade operators had been told that another game, a racing game called Rally X, would be the big hit of the two. Rally X was released the same day. On this day in 2004, Babylon 5 actor Richard Biggs died unexpectedly.
If you're not careful, you can lose yourself in the world. You're too busy with things, not busy enough with yourself. Spend your days and nights living someone else's agendas, fighting someone else's battles, and you're doing the work you're supposed to be doing, but every day there's less and less of you in it all. Until one day, you come to a fork in your road. And because you're distracted, you're not thinking, you lose yourself. You go right, and the rest of you, the really important part of you, goes left. And you don't even know you've done it till you realize, you finally realize that you don't have any idea who you are when you're not doing all those things. It's a metaphor. But the principle's real.
And in 2015, famed movie musician James Horner died while piloting his private airplane in California. He had won Oscar awards for his music from the James Cameron movie Titanic, and his music for movies such as Avatar, Apollo 13, Field of Dreams, and Aliens had all been Oscar nominated. Many sci-fi soundtrack fans remember him best for the music of movies like Krull and Star Trek II.
Thank you.
And in 2002, the first season of Star Trek Enterprise came to a time-twisting end.
The mission's been canceled. I can't believe you're letting them do this to us. You've waited all your life to command this ship.
History never recorded the disaster. Someone violated the temporal accord. Someone who doesn't want your mission to succeed. You're in the 31st century, Captain.
If bringing me here caused this, then send me back. I'll take my chances with Silic.
You don't understand. The time portals have been destroyed. Everything's been destroyed. There's no way to send you back.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod Welding Procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.